its current state on WKAR. We turn to the Detroit Free Press's Joe Rexroad to deconstruct yesterday's loss in Bloomington. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am well. In the larger context, how big a setback is the Indiana loss?
Well, I think it's a disappointment in that Michigan State really had a chance to steal one there. And even with, really, Michigan State's, you could argue, best player, Keith Appling, essentially not contributing to the game. I mean, 19 minutes, 3 points, he fouled out, still hung in there. Michigan State was, I believe, a 10-point underdog or something like that. You know, this was supposed to be a loss, but when you get that close, it was disappointing. But I also think it seemed like Tom Izzo was probably a little more upbeat after the game, just because of the way his team played and the potential that's starting to become clear here.
For a loss, he had some very, very warm things to say about Gary Harris, too.
Right. I mean, Gary Harris took a lot of abuse yesterday from the Indiana fans. Of course, he's from suburban Indianapolis, picked Michigan State over Indiana. Some of his AAU teammates and a lot of his friends from high school attend Indiana. But he took a lot of a lot of chance and abuse yesterday, but he stepped up and scored 21 points and really kept Michigan State in the game. It was an impressive performance by him.
Does yesterday demonstrate that we cannot afford to be without Keith Appling for long periods of time?
Well, I think that's certain. But the funny thing is, if you would have told me Appling's line before the game, I would have said Indiana by 20. So I think it also shows that there are different ways Michigan State can go about doing things. Travis Trice came off the bench and, didn't have a great game, but he hit a couple big shots and ran the offense well, made some nice passes. Adrian Payne, Derek Nix, Brandon Dawson, they all played well too. And what Michigan State hasn't had this year is a lot of games where all of its key players play well together. If those guys play like that and Appling's on the floor playing like he normally does, then I think this is a team that could be good enough to really contend for that Big Ten and at some point have a shot to make the Final Four.
Was his foul trouble last night a fluke or not?
Yeah, well, I can't remember him ever fouling out of another game. I think one big thing that happened here was Indiana's freshman Yogi Ferrell got past him a couple times. Very quick player. And Appling is an excellent defender, but really kind of fell asleep a couple times, let him go left. And both times he reached around and got ticky-tack foul. So in this case, at least partially it was a little bit subpar defense for Appling compared to what he usually does. But yeah, I wouldn't look at that as a big issue moving forward.
And Illinois on Thursday night, quickly, what do you look for there?
Illinois at one point was 12-0, ranked in the top 10, and has gone 3-6 since then. Got beat soundly last night by Michigan at home. A team with some talent, some guards, some shooting. On any given night, Illinois can get hot and beat anyone. They won at Gonzaga earlier this year, but with really no interior presence on that team, that's really starting to hurt the Illini in Big Ten play. And I think Michigan State should win that game convincingly at home on Thursday.
We're talking with the Free Press's Joe Rexroad here on Current State. Today we are saying farewell to one of our beloved colleagues here at WKAR. Our sports director, Earl Robinson, started here in 1974. If you're of a certain age, you may remember Earl was the host of a jazz and interview show in those days called Taking Care of Business. And over the years, Earl found he had a knack for sports, and in 85, he launched Sports Talk. You're fully familiar with that, Joe. Now, after almost 39 years, Earl is retiring. Today's his last show. Joe, what are your thoughts today about Earl Robinson as we wish him well?
Well, I can't say how much, first of all, I owe Earl Robinson. I mean, as a young reporter at the State News and then at the State Journal going to different things, first of all, if you went to a sporting event, one person you knew would be there was Earl. Earl was always there, and he was always getting sound. I mean, I covered the Lug Nuts for a couple summers, and it was every night Earl and I were in there. In fact, Earl at one point essentially served as my bodyguard when former Lug Nuts manager, the late Oscar Acosta, wasn't too happy with something I had written, and Earl kind of stood between us. So I appreciate Earl for doing that. I can't thank him enough. He stood up for me there.
He's not a big man, but he's functioned as a bodyguard in the past. Is that?
Yeah, and I mean, he knows boxing well, so I mean, I think he's got a nice left hook. But Earl is just, you can't, there's not one person in this area who could say anything negative about Earl. He is, as you know, the nicest guy around.
And agreed.
Just so involved in everything, and he's just going to be missed so much.
One of Earl's favorite guests over the years was, of course, Magic Johnson, which was always special to have on WKAR, the MSU legend who led his team to the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, later the Lakers, of course, Showtime. On this show, Earl asks Magic about all the stars he gets to rub shoulders with in L.A.
Well, we're talking with Urban Magic Johnson here on the Taking Care of Business show this afternoon. You were just telling us during this record, during the break, that you were partying with Lakeside a little bit. And right, tell the folks a little bit. You know, some of the people would like to know a little bit inside of some of the groups, and I know you get to meet and chat with a lot of them.
Well, just basically, you know, when you go out, you get to, in L.A., I get to meet a lot of people, a lot of the stars and so on. And it's just... You know, at first you're in awe, and because here you are with the stars, you know, and you don't know how to react at first. And then you just get to talking, and it's just like regular people. And I was at the concert with Tina Marie and Stevie Wonder, and who else? Smokey Robinson. And they all were together, and I got a chance to sit back and talk to them and just sit back and get a chance to rap to them. So...
Well, what are some of those Los Angeles friends you might be bringing to the Lansing area? Lead into that. That's a good lead in.
Hey, that's what a couple of really good guys sound like together on the radio right there. Any other final thoughts here on Earl Robinson?
Well, you know, and the amazing thing, you know, Joe Lindstrom told me this morning, he also talked, you know, had Count Basie on the air. I did not know that. I mean, that's amazing. You think about the career he's had. You know, it's just that, again, Earl was a guy who was always going to be somewhere, always insisted that, you know, he be on the scene covering things. He wanted to be informed about everything. He treated everyone with respect, and, you know, he was one of a kind. And like I said, he's going to be missed by everyone.
All right. Joe, thank you very much. I see the women were unfortunately fell to Purdue yesterday. The Pistons edged Orlando. The women now are 4-3 in the conference, and it's off to Northwestern on Thursday. Of course, the men face Illinois on Thursday. The Red Wings lost yesterday as well. What do you have on your plate this week?
Well, I'm actually today going to spend some time in Fort Wayne, because I'm doing a story on the best football player in the Midwest, Jalen Smith of Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. He's going to Notre Dame, so unfortunately, Michigan State fans. But no, we've got signing day coming up here a week from Wednesday, so a lot of our focus is on that. And then, of course, still covering the Spartans basketball team.
Great, Joe. Thanks for joining us. Have a good week.
Okay. You too. Thanks, Mark.